This government shouldn't be telling us anything.
Anything.
They should. They work for us, okay? And any nation, they deserve the government they get because they don't stand up for what they believe in. They just allow things to be eroded away. And then they say, oh, it's not my fault, or, you know, we should do that. They rather complain than do something about it. That's a nation of weak men. Biden, he's announcing an end to the CV-19 emergencies on Thursday, May 11th. What's the significance of May? Why not Monday, May 1st? Why not 2 weeks from now? Why not just end it now? Because nobody seems to be caring about it anymore.
Mm-hmm. Overwhelmed with, you know, it's playing gimmick. You know, we don't have enough nurses. We don't have enough doctors. We don't have enough specialists. We don't have enough resources. But let's send billions and billions of monies to other countries because they have problems.
Well, yeah. They're going to be perp walked.
Oh, no, I know that. But it was good to see that people were acknowledging that this is not okay.
To prevent cancer, more women should consider removing their fallopian tubes.
That's crazy.
Really?
Crazy.
Oh, hey. Hey, you have boobs. Let's cut out your breasts because you might get cancer on your breast. Hey, men. Yeah. Get rid of those balls because you could get testicular cancer.
But you're laughing about this. We had the Hollywood celebrities doing this already.
Skin cancer is prevalent here in the Northern Hemisphere. Hey, let's take off our skin. You know, let's skin ourselves alive.
This is how we deal with it. Let's, something's not working out in my life. Oh, my foot hurts, Glenn. I've been doing a little bit of boxing and, you know, I think it's my hip, but I can feel it in my foot. Let's just cut it off. Did you hear about this? Apparently there's a Chinese spy balloon that floating from Canada down into US. Don't they have satellites in space to do the spying, which will not be tracked by any, you know, binoculars if you have at your house? You know, like there's some kind of disconnect there. Here's my theory on this.
Same thing with the marijuana. You know, the people smoke marijuana. I don't know if it's a street marijuana, but you walk by them and they're coughing so hard, you know, you're going to get a piece of lung in your face if you don't duck fast.
What happened, you know, flatten the curve thing was happening because we didn't have enough resources to do it. So in 3 years, we couldn't come up with a plan to...
Exactly.
That was
the whole issue. Wasn't it why you were doing this? Because you needed to come up with the plan and you still don't have a plan?
Listen, the truth is going to come from the people. The people are going to finally stand up and speak.
All those people were crazy and conspiracy theorists. Apparently now it's not so crazy anymore. Good day, brothers and sisters, and we're back for the Hard Views Roundtable number 2 in the studio with me today again, Glenn Herring. What's up, Glenn?
Everything's well. Everything's good. A lot to discern today on the broken news. Actually, we're going to make it breaking news because we're going to turn it around for you to make it a little bit easier for you to understand.
Well, I like a little bit of a fake news, too. You know, like I'm glad you brought up discernment. If you don't have discernment, you shouldn't be watching this because you'll be like, oh, what a bunch of nonsense. Ananda Mrs., what's up?
What's up?
What
good
you got
to be here again.
Yeah. We're glad you are here as well.
Mm-hmm.
We do have a lot to talk about it. And Glenn, well, I don't know if you guys heard about Bill C-11. I mean, this is important. This is important for this show because this is the greatest show on YouTube. Well, it's there already. So it is the greatest show on YouTube. I don't know if you guys have seen the Bill C-11. Let me just pull it up for you. This is the YouTube guy. He's the one of the big cheese on YouTube talking about
this. This is something that I have a grave concern about. So the bill, as it's currently written, would allow the regulator, CRTC in this case, to mandate certain content to show up more favorably in our recommendation algorithms so that when viewers open up the YouTube app, instead of getting those personalized recommendations that they know and love and have been getting from YouTube over the years, now millions of Canadians all over the country might be getting content that is recommended to them by the government as opposed to what their own interests are. And I think that has huge ramifications for all of our viewers on YouTube.
So Glenn, welcome to China.
Yeah, seems like
I don't even think they do that.
Well, no, of course they do that.
I mean, they remember the whole TikTok talk? They said the TikTok they get is different what the teenager get here. They show actually their kids things that would inspire them, things that would make them like strive for better.
And here how would the thing is, how would you know that unless you experience it firsthand? I don't think you would. That's the point. They can tell us whatever they want to tell us on.
That's true.
This government shouldn't be telling us anything.
Anything.
They should. They work for us, okay? And any nation, they deserve the government they get because they don't stand up for what they believe in. They just allow things to be eroded away, and then they say, oh, it's not my fault, or, you know, we should do this. They rather complain than do something about it. That's a nation of weak men. Well, that's another erosion of our rights, but people are going to wake up. Look what happened there. The director of Pfizer, Jordan Wafer, something like that, he claims the company is definitely mutating the virus. In other words, create more demand for their product, their shots. Okay, so it's a solution, problem, profit. That's not capitalism. That's crapitalism. That's a combination of socialism, cronyism, and dictatorism.
And who did the Project Veritas? Did you watch the whole videos, how they exposed it?
They came out with the second one last night, too. Did you see it? The same, the talk was about the reproductive problems that the women experiencing. So that's in the air, too. Now everyone's talking about how it's affecting women's
reproductive system.
That's because of the spike proteins, obviously, yes.
They basically, what is that word? What they wanted population
control.
So this is the way to control population when you.
Well, it's all about profit, right? So like this next article, right? We just learned that all of a sudden there's other solutions other than pharmaceutical, and they're very simple. Apparently, chicken egg, and this is not conspiracy theory. This is National Library of Medicine article right there.
Chicken egg
published, yeah. So it's reviewed, peer-reviewed research. Chicken egg yolk antibodies block the binding of multiple SARS-CoV-2 spike proteins variants to human AC2.
I eat three eggs every morning with an apple. Every whole eggs, but I get quality eggs. Okay, so the chickens are fed what they're supposed to eat, and then we eat the chicken eggs. And that's a quality food to build a quality body. I've never been sick in the last 3 years. I don't know what that is. I see people around me sick all the time. Mm-hmm. I got COVID. I have this. I have that. What you have is a weak immune system. Mm-hmm. Okay? So proper eating.
Proper nutrition.
Proper nutrition. Exercise. Quality sleep.
Sleep is a big one. Yeah.
Quality is the thing in life, not quantity. Eat less. Live more.
That's true. Good
well,
point.
Here I don't actually see if it's raw, if it's a raw chicken yolk they're talking
you
about.
You eat raw?
No.
Okay.
I
could never.
I'll tell you the story. This is a true story. I went to school in the United States, and I had, at one point I lived in a rectory. I was over 18 years old, so my guardians, official guardians, were the priests. I lived in the rectory. It was walking distance from the school. That's why it was really convenient. It was probably one of the better experiences I had in terms of like staying with someone. And I had my own quarters and everything else. But I kind of also had my first experience taking care of myself. And like being senior in high school, I still had to kind of fend my own breakfast. You know, I had to make my own stuff and usually would oversleep and just really grab... run in the kitchen, grab a few eggs, grab a glass of water, and I would, you know, my friend would come pick me up, give me a ride to school. Even though it was walking distance, it was still like about a mile. And I would eat, drink raw eggs right in front of them. They would look at me like I was crazy. Well, I didn't know all this time I was practicing, you know, the SARS-CoV protection thing, you know, so that's...
A 7-foot Rocky.
That's what Rocky did, yeah?
Speaking about the CV-19, so-called the resident of the White House, Biden, he's announcing an end to the CV-19 emergencies on Thursday, May 11th. What's the significance of May? Why not Monday, May 1st? Why not 2 weeks from now? Why not just end it now? Because nobody seems to be caring about it anymore.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, maybe it's the, you know, the symbolism will be down. There will be the downfall. I don't know, 5/11, 9/11. I don't know what, if does that has anything significant.
Yeah, they have significance in dates.
So I don't know.
We have to calculate. They're calculating.
You got to look it up what 5/11
but
means.
But they didn't have a choice. Anyone has a Twitter account? So I go on Twitter like 2 days ago, maybe yesterday. Remember that doctor, White House doctor, not Fauci, the other one during the Trump era, the woman. She
oh,
was
yeah,
nasty.
Yeah, Dr. Birx or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Birx, whatever.
She came out and she, so I don't know if the white hats made her do it, but she said, I knew the vaccine was not gonna was not good.
Well, that was a few months ago. They came out and said, and they pushed through it anyway.
No, but she said she admitted that she lied to Trump.
Yeah, that's old news.
But when you go, okay, that's old news. But just posted whatever she posted on Twitter, the underneath the comments, literally people are pissed, saying it's nice. So now a way to so you because you admitted that you're wrong. So what? You're not gonna be punished for it? Is this like a new way of doing things?
Or yeah. Are they going to be perp walked?
Oh, no, I know that. Yeah. But it was good to see that people were acknowledging that this is not okay.
Well, it's never okay to lie. We know this for a fact, and especially if it comes from a government. But the government doesn't do anything. If you still have some kind of trust in the Western government telling the truth at least once in a while, you're still wrong. Give me one example where they represented your interest, where they released some kind of information that was truthful and honest about situation that really spoke to you by government representative, because government are supposed to be your representatives of your interest in the democracy anyway, right? Well, according to Canada, we don't have democracy now. We have a bill C-11. You know, you're going to watch what we're going to tell you to watch. And you're going to create the content that will want you to create content. There's actually another missus. There's a thing for you. Look into it. For all the YouTube independent creators, there's probably a solution like VPN, right? Actually, I recommend VPN right away so you don't get censored. Like as a viewer, if you want to continue to watch content that you want to watch, get a VPN. We'll do some research on how to do this. And for the content creators, I'm sure you can somehow through VPN take your account into United States, maybe get a U.S. phone number or something like this and create a Google account in U.S. And then if you still want to be on YouTube for some reason, then maybe there's a solution. Anonymous says you're going to look into it and we're going to do a special on this. What's up, Glenn? What's next in the news?
Speaking of drugs, anti-obesity drugs or surgery now advised for some U.S. children.
That's so
one
sad.
Out of five children in America is obese. By the age of 12, they want them to be able to have access to drugs, Wegovy or Ozempic, which are basically used for type 2 diabetics. In other words, it allows people to eat and continue their horrible lifestyle with minimizing the negative effects of diabetes.
Yeah, so it's much easier to give somebody a drug, right, than to send them to the gym and put them on the diet.
Oh, I've noticed a lot of it. A lot of people are refusing. They know that if they stopped eating certain things, if they changed their lifestyle, it would change their body, everything. But it's easier for them to take a pill. And that's weak. Like, that's mind over matter.
Well, you condition this way. You condition this way to just to find the easy way out.
Mm.
But we only grow through discomfort.
And they're also recommending gastric bypass surgery
for kids. Oh, wow!
At 13 years old,
wow.
And I said, "Oh, there, that's the solution." So they're going to have numerous other health problems in the future just to put a Band-Aid over this problem that they have right now.
Well, and then you have those all those mental health drug claims, you know, mental health drug claims skyrocket among young Canadians. It's the same thing. Instead of dealing with an issue, well, let's just give them drugs. But it seems like sickness in general, like, you know, when we had this whole planned gimmick going on, what stores they had open, you know, the alcohol stores and drug stores.
Yeah, and SAQs, like, SAQs and all SQDCs, that.
Junk food restaurants, junk they were all open. Yeah, we got to give the people, we have to give the people that. They need
booze
that.
And but, weed, that's all
oh
they
my
need.
God, close those damn gyms down. Oh,
yoga studios,
that's horrible. How could people be actually exercising?
Classes for kids. Classes
and now it's
kids.
Been proven that actual exercise during the pandemic would have helped us get over this a lot quicker. So following the science, their idea of the science, has put us in this perpetual problem here. So why would anybody want to keep doing what they say?
I don't know.
Okay. Logic would dictate that now you have to find your own solutions.
Well, look, and then the Toronto Sun, was it a Sun Life, right? The
insurance.
It is no surprise that pandemic has taken a toll on mental health of Canadians, yet the new Sun Life data shows just how impacted young people have been. Mental health drop claims being between 2019 and 2021 skyrocketed among young Canadians. For those 30 and under, drug claims to treat mental disorder increased 24%. Well, no wonder, you know, that you close all the gyms, you close all the gyms, you close access to all the things that are actually healthy for you, you put people on curfew, and now all of a sudden you get mental health issues. And actually people were screaming. The so-called conspiracy theorists were screaming, yeah, well, what are you doing? The, you know, the treatment is worse than the actual problem, right?
Mm-hmm.
And now all those people were crazy and conspiracy theorists. Apparently now it's not so crazy anymore.
Still called conspiracy theories.
Speaking about treatments, the state of Utah is the first to ban gender-affirming care for children under the age of 18. In other words, you have little Frankie there thinking that he's a Franca. And so we're going to have to remove his mini hammer, okay, to make him feel better about himself. I don't think that's going to work.
Well, it falls into the same mental health issues. And like, okay, if you're an adult and you're making a choice, but the kid cannot make a choice. It's like the kid cannot eat McDonald's unless you take him to it. Kid cannot make a mental health choice when it comes down to gender reassignment surgery, which is pretty pathetic. Like, it's this is how we deal with it. Let's you know, something's not working out in my life. Oh, my foot hurts, Glenn. I've been doing a little bit of boxing, and you know, I think it's my hip, but I can feel it in my foot. Let's just cut it off.
Yeah, let's just remove it.
That's, you know, I know it's not the same thing, but it's along the lines on that. I mean, what's next? Well, Canada, by the way, Canada does lead the world in the suicide assistant murders.
That's we're known for, isn't that sad?
Yeah, this is sad. This is what Canada known for, right? And actually, also
kids,
and also Canada does the leads and transplants that we get from those victims. I mean, there are victims, like, because the victims of this medical system, we have a medical system that's designed to somehow help the situation in any case, but it's not, there's no help. It's just a processing plant. And now we're so overwhelmed with, you know, it's playing gimmick. You know, we don't have enough nurses. We don't have enough doctors. We don't have enough specialists. We don't have enough resources, but let's send billions and billions of monies to other countries because they have problems. You know, what happened, you know, flatten the curve thing was happening because we didn't have enough resources to do it. So in 3 years, we couldn't come up with a plan to...
Exactly.
That
was the whole issue. Everyone said...
Wasn't
that why you were doing this? Because you needed to come up with the plan and you still don't have a plan?
Listen, the truth is going to come from the people. the people are going to finally stand up and speak. You know, another thing that didn't make sense was the PET imaging shows a greater lung inflammation in e-cigarettes than in regular cigarettes. PET is positron emissions tomography. It's a new, it's a type of instrument that makes it easier to look into the lungs and see what's going on in the body.
I knew, I have a friend who was a smoker and he went to e-cigarettes. And I noticed a difference in him. He was so fidgety. He couldn't sit down. Like it created like something, like he was not so comfortable with himself.
Well, he thought it was, but also like people had an idea, oh, maybe it's healthier because it's not
that's
actual smoke and
yeah,
all that stuff.
Yeah, that's why he's doing it.
But who knows what's in that solution? I don't even know. I don't even know how that works. They buy some kind of oil full of carcinogens and chemicals, and a lot of them are flavored.
Same thing with the marijuana. Mm-hmm. You know, the people smoke marijuana. I don't know if it's a street marijuana, but you walk by them and they're coughing so hard, you know, you're going to get a piece of lung in your face if you don't duck fast. It's like, how could that possibly be good for you? Your body is, you're putting something in your body and right away your body's trying to reject it, and they're trying to con you and say, oh no, this is good for you. Yeah. You ever, you know, I went to school with some people and they started doing marijuana back then. So, you know, over 50 years later, they're still doing it, and you talk to them, and they're slow as molasses. I mean, just listening to them is like watching paint dry.
But that whole study came out, and they said that the weed was killing brain cells. Did you see what they did? It's actually, people went back and looked at how the research was done, because they were giving weed to monkeys and then they calculated that weed was killing brain cells. Well, they weren't giving three joints to a monkey. They were putting a thing over their mouth and suffocating them. It's like they're saying at one time they will receive 40 joints all at the same time. So the monkeys end up just dying from suffocation. And this is the study they used to. I'm not defending the cannabis industry or anything. There's a lot of dirty stuff on it. Because to maintain, to grow it in abundance of it, you have to, some of them spray with certain things or don't clean it. They eliminate a couple steps in the process because they try to do it quicker make a profit.
This is all bad for the body and the body gets overwhelmed. Yeah, and then you start getting problems like cancer starts developing, you know. The next thing is about to prevent cancer, more women should consider removing their fallopian tubes.
That's crazy.
Really?
Crazy.
Oh, hey, you have boobs. Let's cut out your breasts because you might get cancer on your breast. Hey, men, yeah. Get rid of those balls because you could get testicular cancer.
But you're laughing about this. We have the Hollywood celebrities doing this already.
I think cancer is prevalent here in the Northern Hemisphere. Hey, let's take off our skin. You know, let's skin ourselves alive.
Well, I believe Angelina Jolie, right? Angelina Jolie did
this. She's the one removed all her because of her mother or something.
Yeah, so that this has already been happening. But it's like they're telling us, you know, the solution to healthy life
is prevention.
It's prevention. Let's just remove your body organs, right? Let's just remove your body organs.
Why not colon?
Why not colon? Let's remove legs because God forbid that you could walk outside and sleep on ice. You know, it's really cold and icy outside. You can sleep on ice and hit your head and, you know, you may die. So let's just cut your legs off.
One of the solutions besides eating properly, sleeping enough, is getting proper exercise. And now they're starting to come out with a negative towards exercise. In other words, you're probably working out harder than you need to be. Really? When's the last time you went to a gym and you saw some people really working out? They seem to be working out their thumbs, all these cell phone warriors. I see good thumb pumps going on there. You know?
Why do you have your phone when you're working out, though?
I don't know. That's their best friend.
They can be without it.
Well, the point, I think the whole point of going to the gym, as we talked to our friend Jesse LeClaire, is to actually separate yourself from the external world, from your phone specifically. Leave your phone. If you can't leave your phone in the house, leave your phone in the car. I mean, I understand if you bring your phone as a music device and you change your song once in a while, that's one thing. Mm-hmm. But constantly being on it, and it is annoying. It's like, you know, how many sets you got left? oh, I'm on my second one. That means he's got 25 minutes to go because, you know, he got to text one of his girlfriends, his boys, and watch a YouTube video in between and maybe file his taxes while he's doing it on the last set. You know, who knows?
In the game of life, you get out what you put into it. And it's the same thing in the gym. You're going to get the results. You're going to get out of it what you put into it. Mm-hmm. So if you're putting in half-ass, you know, trying half-ass, well, you're going to get half-ass results. It's better than doing nothing. Mm-hmm. But if you're there, and if you take
why
the time to do something,
exactly.
Do it right.
I agree.
And get the benefits it's supposed to.
Yeah, what is the purpose of you going to the gym? You know, again, if you can do a bunch of things, but if you don't have a purpose, you're always going to fail. Well, not fail. You're going to be mediocre at it, or you're not going to achieve any results, and then you're going to, why bother? You know, I'm not getting any results out of it anyway.
For men, they should be going to a gym to have the chance of becoming a modern-day hero, you know, to stop things like this, where a man who viciously beats a 10-year-old girl, really? What type of man would beat a 10-year-old girl or a girl in general? What is that?
A sick man.
And he's going to be declared a high-risk offender. No, you think so? You think so?
Well, Tanvir Singh, that's his name.
So we're going into a conspiracy. What is this?
His name doesn't really matter. It's just that things that are going on like this. Here in Mississauga, just outside of Toronto, you had two brothers beat a man almost to death because of a little fender bender in a parking lot. And they did it, you know, not only is that sick, but in front of his wife
and
two kids.
Wow.
Now, I wonder if they would have tried that if the giant was there, my partner here, 7 feet tall, or if the G-man was there. Because I could tell you, those brothers are going to get what they deserve.
Well, there's this lack of discipline in general, lack of respect in people's lives. You know, like there's no more values. The values have all been taken out.
Men are not supposed to do that. Men, come on. That's not a man.
What, values?
That's two mice fighting over a piece of cheese.
Losing your control and doing crazy stuff.
Yeah. Okay, look, there's three sides to a story, just like there's three sides to a coin. Heads, tails, and the outside. Okay, maybe the so-called victim egged them on, but you're not supposed to lose your cool like that. That's ridiculous. It's a stupid little thing. It should be resolved. And if men, you can't even resolve a little thing like that, get out of the way. Mm-hmm. Just get out of the way, okay? Go home and maybe take up sewing or something. Just get out.
Well, it's hormones. It's all those hormones in the food, you know, food supply that we put in, you know, whatever they're eating now, it's crazy. Or drinking or smoking, you know.
But you see a lot more aggression these days. I'm seeing it.
Well, people are angry in general.
And there are a lack of respect for each other. You see, people are more stressed now because the way of living is changing exponentially quicker and they don't know how to deal with it. Life is getting a little bit tougher for Mr. and Mrs. Average. And so they're taking this frustration out on each other as if it's the other person's fault that they're going through a rough time.
Mm-hmm. Well, it is rough for many people. And like the way of life is changing and the kids are no longer interested in their parents' lifestyles either because, you know, they've grown up differently with TikToks and YouTube shorts and Instagram accounts and all. No, I think Instagram account now, if you have an Instagram account, the kids don't have Instagram accounts. They have TikTok.
No, it's too old.
They're too cool. Yeah. Facebook
is
old.
You say Facebook, they're like, what?
What is Facebook?
Good. It's old good. So I'm too cool for that too because I don't have any social media.
That's great.
I'm too cool for that. I'm just a kid too.
But wave of change is next generation not so keen on taking helm at family business. Why is that, Glenn?
Well, they saw their parents or somebody in the family working too hard and giving up things to get things. but they're used to getting things for nothing, so they don't have the resolve. So they say, no, life is about the experiences. You know, I just want to work for somebody else, do something else. I don't want to own anything, and then I want to travel the world because life is about the experiences. You know, that's going to be a tough experience when you can't rub two nickels together.
Mm-hmm. But not everyone's like this. Did you hear this story about this kid? Where is it?
A young 14-year-old.
Yeah.
There's a trooper. There's a soldier. He's launching his own landscape company.
This is a go-getter one.
Not only has he been doing that, but he's already scaling the company. This, you see, a lot of times people, they don't do well in rough times. You know, everybody's going down or they're giving up. And then you see the few. Mm-hmm. Their character materializes in hard times. You see it, and they go up no matter what. These are tomorrow's winners being built today.
They have values because their family put it in them. I had actually, when we lived in our old house, the teenagers in our neighborhood would come to make extra buck, would come during the snow days to the doors, the driveways that haven't been plowed yet, and they would say, can I plow your, clean your driveway for whatever amount you think is worth paying me? What? Of course you can clean my driveway. You know what I mean? And he was making buck. And he would leave his phone number and everything. He said, next snow day, I will clean your driveway. Just let me know. And I thought that was a big deal. I was good to see that. I'd rather pay him.
Well, I respect that. I think that's a great idea. And this is, as a kid, when I went to high school at O'Hara in Delco, Springfield, I before basketball season started, preseason, I had a little bit more time. On the weekends, I would do landscaping. You know, I would put, I remember picking up cigarette butts from, from parking lots of banks in the suburbs. I mean, it's a pretty disgusting job if you think about it. But anyway, they put some money in my pocket so I could go and spend it on things that teenagers spend money on, you know, and who knows, whatever. I didn't have this opportunity, income coming from my parents and stuff like this. So I had to do something for myself. And that was good. That was good. It taught me some lessons.
Some values.
Some values, exactly. This story I'm really interested about because this is down the conspiracy hole. We have two more. We're almost done, brothers and sisters. We kind of don't want to take too much of your precious time because you need to go out there and prepare yourself for the world because it's changing rapidly. You need to be aware. So listen to this story. Did you hear about this? Apparently there's a Chinese spy balloon that's floating from Canada down into U.S. And here's my question. Here's my question. Is China advanced space-fearing country? They send things to the moon?
Or they send things to Canada first, and then it goes across the border into America.
Because they can. They own Canada.
Well, that's true, but here's where I'm going with this. Here's where I'm going with this. Don't they have satellites in space to do the spying, which will not be tracked by any, you know, binoculars if you have at your house? You know, like there's some kind of disconnect there. Here's my theory on this. The Earth and what they tell us and the technology that what they tell us in terms of spacefaring is not what it is. Like if you look at this picture specifically, it does look like a satellite, right?
It looks like a satellite.
It does look like a satellite attached to the Victorian space type of technology, which is a balloon, right? And actually, if you look up, I don't know if I'm going to pull this up for you now, but if you look up the NASA, hold on, I'm going to do it. I'm curious about this. NASA satellite balloons, satellite balloons.
Who took the picture? Who was the Pentagon providing that picture?
I don't know. Hold on. Okay, I got it. Look, I'll show you.
That looks similar. But that thing is huge. Because the videos at night, it looks like a planet.
So look at this. This is technology that NASA has. Hold on. This is look at that.
Wow, we've come so far. Look, we have balloons. It's party time.
Wait, hold on. They don't even show you the whole thing. Look, doesn't that look like a satellite? Come on, show it. Yes, look at that. They don't even show it to you. Look, yeah, they're comparing it to the balloon of the time. This is the technology that we have. Well, this is what
this is not even a real picture.
This is not even real. Yeah, this is.
But now we have something real for you. According to Anonymous's, big changes are going to be happening.
Yeah. And anyone can confirm this. So Quebec Revenue Quebec is closing starting today. The tax season of all the times for the workers to go on strike. February 3rd. But it gets even weirder. SAAC, S-A-A-Q, the one that is responsible for license and Medicare, is closing starting today and reopening on February 22nd.
Is it because it's so cold today?
I don't know.
Something
is
bizarre.
And it gets even weirder. Girlfriend of mine told me that her city
are they
building,
going on strike?
The SAAQ, I don't know why they're closing.
There's all these public workers that we pay for?
They didn't mention it, but okay. Revenue Quebec said because they were going on strike. Why are municipalities are closing? The city halls closing, libraries are closing. My girlfriend said that she received an email from her city that they were closing for some meetings. This is the reason they gave. And
what about infractions? Tickets from the police.
Through a great wine we heard through a retired RCMP that he was got intel that starting today police will not able to give out infractions and tickets. The only way you're going to be stopped if you're potentially harming somebody or doing some crazy stuff, or otherwise you will not. Why February 3rd? And what are we? Why? All at the same time. Something to think about. And anyone can check it out.
Well, I'm looking at this right now. I can't find anything. Where should I look?
Oh, you can call it. Oh, they're not making it public, by the way. SAAQ, when you call them trying to make an appointment, they said, we're closing for the next couple of weeks. No reason given. You can possibly, if you want to renew stuff, you'll be done online using the same picture. Sorry, but we will reopen February 22nd. When you can call Revenue Quebec and ask them what's going on. It will not be made public, this stuff, because of, we know, people will go into hysteria. Tax season.
What about the hospitals that are working normally?
I don't know about that. I mean, they're already closing on weekends.
Did they ever work normally?
I know.
Like in the last few years, especially.
I mean, a lot
perception
of hospitals.
Perception of
normally.
Yeah,
perception.
It's all about perception control.
So something is happening, gentlemen, madams and gentlemen.
Could it have something to do with the monetary system, the financial system,
the
economic
system?
The RCMP
said it's a reset.
A reset?
He said it's a reset, but nothing to be worrying about because it's going to benefit men and women of Canada. So,
good. It's our turn.
Our turn. I think we're at that point. I think a lot of information is coming out. So,
and any last advice for the news we reviewed today? I mean, there's so much more we can talk about for sure, but... you know, there's not enough time. We got to move on with our day and do other things. And we're going to release Jesse LeClaire a show sometime today or tomorrow. Thank you for watching Roundtable number 2, Hard Views with Another Mrs. and Glenn Herring. Thank you, Glenn Herring, for your input today. You're amazing.
The G-Man would just like to say that a lot of the news is not real. It's fake. It's being used to control your perception of what is real. Okay?
Fear.
You're going to have to learn the word, meaning, and the lifestyle of discernment. You're going to have to tap into your sixth sense to get a better idea of what's going on around you, and it'll be better for the people in your sphere. You have to do this, or else you're going to get left behind.
That's a great advice. On this note, we're going to finish the show. See you on the next one, brothers and sisters.